14, Houston.
Go ahead.
I'd like you to try one thing. Take the Denry track switch to retract and tell us what the talkbacks read in retract, if you haven't noticed before.
Okay, Gordon, you want the switch in retract and a readout of the talkback?
That's affirmative, while the switch is in retract.
Rog, it's in retract now and the talkbacks are gray.
Okay.
Roger.
Okay, that tells us right there that the capture latches are indeed cocked, and that kind of says that there's something in there that's keeping us from releasing them when we go ahead and dock. And it says we cannot fire a bottle.
It just wouldn't fire, if that's a true indication.
It would not fire.
Right.
This is Apollo Control, Houston. 4 hours now into the flight. We in Mission Control, continuing to troubleshoot our docking problem. The discussions are still underway, both in the Mission Control room operation floor proper and with the SPAN or the back room experts. The capture latch has not been working. It is a problem which can be considered and discussed and played with for a while. The constraining item would be the attitude on the third stage, the S4B, and perhaps the most critical point there is the battery power and this approximate lifetime of some 6 to 8 hours. Again, if we're not able to extract the lunar module, the basic lunar landing mission would not be possible, and of course a consideration of alternate missions would have to be made at that time. We're at 4 hours, 2 minutes into the flight. We show 14 at an altitude of 13,523 nautical miles. This is Apollo Control, Houston.